dairy while I go hoeing and mowing each morn. Then hey, the little spinning wheel merrily round does reel while I am singing amidst the corn. Cream and kisses both are my delight, and she gives me them in the joys of night. She's soft as the air, as morning fair. Is not such a maid a most pleasing sight? While I whistle, she from the thistle does gather down for to make us a bed. And then my little love does lie all the night long, and I, in the kind arms of her own dear Ned, there I taste of the delicate spring. But I mun not tell you nor name the thing to put you a-wishing and think of kissing, for kisses cause sighs and young men should sing. Sedge and rushes and tops of bushes shall thatch our roof and shall strow all our flower, and then the pretty nightingales will fly from groves and dales to live with us, and will ne'er be poor little lambkins. Whenever they die, we'll bequeath new blankets to thee and I. Our quilts shall be roses which June disposes, so warm and so sweet my young love shall lie. Fountains pure shall be the ewer to sprinkle water upon thy fair face, and near the little flock shall play all the long summer's day. Gentle white lambs will adorn the place. Then at night we'll hie home to our hive, and like bees enjoy all the sweets alive. We'll taste all love's treasure and enjoy that pleasure while others for fame and for greatness strive. No man's frowns are on the downs, for truly there we most freely may sing and kiss the pretty Nancy's, while changes and chances amuse all the great undisturbance spring. We will with our young lambs go to bed and observe the lives that our fathers led. We'll mind no ambition nor so sedition, and leave state's affairs to the statesman's head. Odin reads those tumbleweeds shall be the pipes upon which we play, and on the merry mountain or else by a fountain we'll merrily pass the sweet time away. Sure no mortal can blame us for this, and now mark the way of your London miss. She masters your breeches and takes your riches, while we have more joys by a harmless kiss. No youth her need will aware, no beauteous mate will her lover destroy. The gentle little lass will yield in the soft daisy field freely our pleasures we here enjoy. No great Juno we boldly defy with young Chloris' cheeks or fair Celia's eye. We let all those things alone and enjoy our own every night with our beauties lie.